the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Welcome, everybody. Hello, hello. I hope you were able to grab some popcorn, grab a drink, and welcome in. We are so excited that you're here. As you know, we are live streaming from the Fort Worth Conventions. We are at the Texas Homeschool Convention Show, and it has been amazing so far. Yesterday, we had Heidi St. John take the stage. She's a powerhouse, as everybody knows. And then Tim Tebow wrapped up the night. Inspirational, to say the least. But I get the absolute pleasure of standing very short and below Mr. Todd Wilson from Family Man. Sir, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's great to be here in cold Texas.
Yes, it's 59 degrees and people are getting their Eskimo jackets out. And we're like, what is this winter weather we have going on right now? But we're glad you're here.
Oh, it's always fun coming back.
Yep. Man, you have a full-blown family ministry all about homeschooling. So for the audience who does not know you, would you be able to introduce yourself? How did you get to a homeschool convention? What brought you here?
Well, we first started homeschooling, and that was kind of our introduction. We were just like everybody else, and we were homeschooling, and I was a pastor at the time, and I had a passion for dads, and so really, I wanted to encourage dads in what really, really mattered, and while we were doing that, I was noticing all the homeschoolers around us, and I thought, wow, they face a lot of things that normal people don't,
right.
And I saw all these moms kind of feeling bad about them, their own homeschooling, doubting their efforts. And so we started talking to homeschoolers at the same time. So we started this ministry called Family Man Ministries, kind of for dads. And then we've done that for 21 years. And then for the last 5 years, we've done what we call the Smiling Homeschooler, just encourage moms, homeschooling moms, because they need it. And so my wife and I, we have 8 children. We've traveled around the country, usually in a big RV. That's kind of changing now because my kids are grown up and now I have 9 grandchildren.
Wow.
And, but I still believe in homeschooling and I still believe in parents and I just want to encourage them and help them do what they feel like God would have them do.
Yeah. That's so good. 8 kids. That is the classic homeschool dad right there.
There you go.
Super relatable. So what we're seeing in the homeschool world is the generation that kicked us off about 20 years ago. We're celebrating 30 years of homeschooling being free and legal in Texas. The new generation of millennial moms are starting to come in the picture and homeschool their kids. What are some of the things that you've been in the ministry 21 years now that you see and hear that you would like to speak to encourage moms? We have a lot of moms who are on here who have that classic, I don't know if I can do this. What would you say to those who are in that world?
You know, what I would say is listen to your heart, you know, really is the voice of God. I think there's more pressure than there used to be. It used to be really simple. You know, moms and dads just decided they didn't like the way somebody else was teaching their kids. So they wanted to do it their way, the way God would have them do it. And really, sometimes the pressure we get is not just from the outside world. The world thinks we're doing a pretty good job.
Right.
But we feel it from other homeschoolers. You know, everybody, you walk down or you look on the internet, and everybody's telling you what they're covering and what they're doing. And you think, wow, maybe I should be doing that too. And I just want them to do it the way they believe they should do it. I mean, it would be super simple. You know, it's like parenting. You parent as you feel like you should parent. That's homeschooling. You start in kindergarten and you just keep going all the way through. And I think God made you smart enough to figure it out. So that's what I just want to encourage them in what they already feel in their heart they should be doing.
That's really powerful, especially in a Google world, a Facebook groups world. Like, there's so much pressure to do what the next mom is. And what I say it all the time, what you guys can't see is if we asked every homeschool mom we're looking at right now, what do you do for your kids? Totally unique right. Answers. And I love that you just encourage families to do what the Lord has called them to. So with that, you are really into getting dads involved in homeschooling. You're wearing a sticker that says, "My wife homeschools and she's my hero." I see all the men walking around with these stickers on. Why is that important for dads to be involved? Like, what would you say to dads who maybe have a 9-to-5 and don't get to sit at the table? How can they get involved in their homeschooling world?
Well, that's really probably 99% of the dads. I mean, I don't do any of the homeschooling. But I think the most important thing is just to cheer on your wife. Because again, you know, there's not a mom out here really in this hall right now or who doesn't feel like she's failing. And so they're going to come and listen to some great speakers and look at some, you know, some amazing curriculum. And they're going to feel pretty good about it by the time they leave. But tomorrow morning or a Monday morning, they're going to feel those same things. I think it's a dad's job to be the cheerleader. Mm-hmm. For one, a dad needs to know why he's homeschooling. So dads, if you don't know why you homeschool, talk to your wife, figure it out, and then make it your own.
Yeah.
You know, and I think then to remind your wife, because my wife will say to me, "Why are we doing this again? I mean, we've been doing it for a really, really long time." And my wife still goes, "Maybe we should have done something different." And I'm like, "Nope.
Yeah.
This is why we did it. Nothing has changed. We're going to continue it." And she's like, "Oh, thank you again."
Yeah.
And she'll even say that, you know, that she's thankful that I remind her during the tough times why we do this. And I think that's the biggest role a dad can play. Because, again, there's so many outside pressures. A dad needs to go, "Nope, we're doing just fine. You're doing a great job." I know sometimes dads, you know, our wife will say to us, "Well, why isn't Josh reading at this level?" And if we say something like, "Well, you know, is there a problem with that?" You know, we add more doubt.
Yeah.
Instead, a dad should say, "You're doing a great job. He's going to get it," because they do get it,
yes.
You know, and you don't need to worry about that. So that's really what I want to encourage dads, just to be there, to be involved, because really it is a dad thing. Homeschooling is not primarily a mom thing. It's a dad thing, because we're commanded in the Bible to teach our children.
Yeah.
And since we can't do it all, we kind of hand that over to our wives. But we still need to be the ones we're still the responsible ones for it.
So. No, that's really good. And I know that you're a huge advocate for dads coming to events like this to just, is it the same thing, the being a voice of encouragement, or is it to kind of let the dad have the opportunity to see what the decisions his wife has to make? Like, as a wife, we're making a million and one decisions every day. So what would you encourage dads to, who maybe didn't get to join us this year, but would you encourage them to come next year?
Oh, definitely. The best part is you could leave your kids at home. And then you can make it like a fun time and do homeschooling at the same, or hear about homeschooling at the same time. And it is all those things you just said. And I think the coolest thing is moms are probably the ones listening right now. But if you can get your husband to come, tell him you're going to leave the kids behind. Tell him you're going to have dinner out, or to be here and to be surrounded by all these people who all are doing the same thing that you do is an amazing thing. I can't tell you how many dads, hundreds of dads that have told me over the years, you know, I wasn't for homeschooling. But as I sat in on your talk or another talk, I thought, okay, I'm in. I mean, I met a dad yesterday who his wife said, you know, "My husband here is not too sure about this whole thing. He's kind of resistant." And the husband felt awkward, you know, like, "Yeah, thanks, honey." But I said, "I get it. You know, the wives have been thinking about this for 2 years before they finally take the plunge. And dads are like, they don't think about it 1 ounce. And all of a sudden their wife is going, "How about homeschooling next year?" And we're like, "Whoa." You know, but you get your husband here. And I know this guy. This guy will come back. The next year, next time I see him, he'll say, "Okay, I get it. I'm in."
He'll be the guy with the fanny pack next year, walking the exhibit hall. We had a husband and wife come to check in earlier, and we're like, "What are you most excited about?" They're like, "That we left the kids with grandma and grandpa, and they are having a blast. I just saw them. I think dad was throwing a tomahawk next door a minute ago." So it's a lot of fun. So can you describe, because a lot of people say, "I buy my curriculum online or I listen to podcasts." What's different about a homeschool convention? Like, what do you sense in the air, and why is it important for homeschool families to come to these kind of events?
Oh, you know, and that's such a great question, because I think we do live in a generation where people can't even imagine this. I mean, my daughter-in-laws, one of my daughter-in-laws is just starting to homeschool because their kids are just getting to that age. And I think in her head, I think she would think, why do I need to go to a building to be with? But there is nothing like it. I mean, once you come to one of these, it is different than doing online. I mean, there are a lot, you can hear speakers online, but it is different. Even, you know, as we're doing this right now, it's fun and it feels like it. But when you get asked the question, because you're standing right next to me, and if you came today, you could come and talk to me. Ask me any question you have. My wife is standing beside me. She'll answer your questions.
Not me. Just to clarify. Okay.
No, this is not my wife. And I can remember even my wife, when we were just starting and we were at a homeschool convention because there was no online anything. And my wife was overwhelmed with something. And she was talking to one of the vendors and the vendor said, here, just take this stack of books, go sit over there and just relax and just peruse through them. You can take them back to your room and then bring them back. And it was, we went black there.
Here we go. We're back. Sorry about that, guys.
You just missed the really good stuff I said. It was awesome. But there's just nothing like it. And I don't know. If you come and you don't enjoy your socks off, they'll give you your money back. I don't know if I can do that, but why not?
We're live. Let's
I just know you're going to enjoy it so much that I'll put their money behind my promise.
I love that. So Todd won't be joining us. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's right. I'll never be back again.
No, I think that's so encouraging. And I love that you're not the only male that we have in the lineup who is advocating for dads to get involved, because that's so important to the family. So any final words of encouragement for the 100 and some odd people we have watching?
I would just say, I hope to see you next time, and that you can do it. You know, I know you may be at the end of your rope thinking, if God doesn't speak to me and tell me to keep homeschooling, I'm not going to. Well, this is the voice of God here right now. Keep doing it. It pays off. Yes, it's hard, but it is worth it.
So worth it. So if people want to get involved with your ministry, where can they go to get connected with you and what you're doing? How can we support you?
You can go moms to the Smiling Homeschooler, smilinghomeschooler.com. We have a podcast and a weekly newsletter and lots of resources to encourage you. For your husband, we have the Family Man at familymanweb.com. Again, lots of resources and a podcast and all that other good stuff. So lots of places to connect.
That's awesome. You're a well-rounded family man. It was funny. I was telling him how great his team was and getting you here. And he's like, that's my daughter. Would never know. You guys are a full service. And so, Todd, thank you for leading the way. Thank you for being a voice for moms and dads and families. And thank you for being here with us.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, guys, Mr. Todd Wilson, if you are in the building watching, he has workshops this afternoon, tomorrow. You're everywhere. Or you can check him out at his booth. And if you're watching us online and in DFW, it's not too late. Todd's going to give you your money back if you don't have a great time. I'm totally kidding.
No. I withdraw that.
Nonetheless, guys, we know that this is a place where you're going to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to do exactly what God has called you to do. And like we say all the time, ordinary parents like you and I can raise extraordinary kids by just saying yes to the calling that God has given us as parents. So grab a snack, grab some lunch. We're going to be back with Mark Hancock from Trail Life here in just a little bit. Todd, thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next time, sir.
My pleasure. I'll do it again. See you then.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a little bit.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.
I've done it the hard way. Record it, produce it, and publish it. I've never done that.